Sehr geehrter Herr Savigori, ich habe mich so gefühlt, und ich habe mich mit Daniela Sehne, was ich schon fahle, bevor ich schleime, wenn ich schlomme Salmen mit Ressia. Okay, was ich, so I always said that I like to do, did you get this packet in Yanni Taruvis Yom Kippur? It was sent out. Did everyone get it? Okay, so I think, right? We have to do this packet now. And we discussed, you know, the machlokes, the bittel of yavish b'yavish and bittel lach b'lach, right? And we said that yavish b'yavish is bottle barov, and that's it. You don't need shishim. Lach b'lach, midrabana, min b'mino is bottle barov, but min m'sheina mino you need shishim midaraisa, and min b'mino you need shishim midrabana. So and yavish b'yavish is separate disjoint pieces, and lach b'lach is like liquid, right? In other words, because lach b'lach, the taruvus comes about the physical mixture, like you have kosher milk and non-kosher milk mixed together. Yavish b'yavish is just separate pieces, and each piece is disjoint from the other. And the reason that it's what makes a taruvus is the suffix. There is because you don't know which is the kosher one, which is not the kosher one. But physically, they're disjoint. It's still called a taruvus. Well, so there's a piece So take a look here. The Gemara says in Yuma, in the packet in Yanei Taruvus Yom Kippur, and Mem Gimel Amud Beis in Yuma. B'chol yom ha'isa daka, b'hayom daka min hadaka. That every day the Ketores was the spices were thin, but this on Erev Yom Kippur they would put it again in the grinder to make it super thin. Super thin, daka min hadaka. So what is the significance of that? And take a look here. The Gemara Krisus and Vav Amud Beis on the top says Shlosha Monim Yisavim Shemhem Makon Gadol Machdis Meloch Ofne B'Yom Kippurim Nosin Asol Machteshes Be'er V'Yom Kippurim V'Shochcha Yafa Yafa Kishdei Shethei Daka Min Hadaka Itatanya Daka Matal Molom Or Vernem Av Shachach Min Hadek Matal Molodaka Kidei Shidaka Min Hadaka. So it's Daka Min Hadaka. And then you have this Gemara on the bottom, Amar of Tana Bar Bizna, Amar of Shimon Chasida, Kol Tainis She'eba B'Poshe Yisrael Eina Tainis. Right? Any Tainis that the, Poshe Yisrael is not included, is not a Tainis, but you need the full seaboard. Right? We say on Yom Kippur, Anu Matirin Lispalo Im Havaryonim. Oh. Oh, okay. So what is the significance of this idea of daka min hadaka? So the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Pesach on page 3 says Rashal yadosh kol echad yochel ma'at kodem Pesach mikemel shel Pesach. Yishem haya sham chashash chimutz. V'yid idle b'masha ochal. So the question is, what about kemach and kemach? In other words, you have the pieces of meat from McDonald's and McDonald's, that's yavish b'yavish. You have milk, treif milk and kosher milk, that's called lach b'lach. What about kemach b'kemach? You have flour. So is that considered lach b'lach or is that considered yavish b'yavish? So on one hand, it's not like the McDonald's McDovitz case. It's not like disjoint pieces, but it's not like liquid either. So So the Magen Avraham writes here that Kemach B'Kemach is Mikri Lach B'Lach. So therefore you need Shishim. Therefore you need Shishim. And then the Shach here on page 6, he discusses Machloikis, whether he says Kosov Abach Kemach Kemach Kemen De Nivlal Mikri Lach Balach King Kosov Marie. And then he quotes another Shita, the end of the Shach. Tosis in Yvamas, the Kemach became Lohavi Klach Baklach. Kemach Shehu Roseach. That it's not considered Lach Baklach. Oh. So this is the word. The Kajah Glover on page 7. And I always point out the Kajah Glover is, if next time you're in the library, you go out of the elevator 5A and you turn to the right, I believe. There's a picture on the wall of Aryeh Zvi Frommer. That picture is a plaque and a picture. That's the Kajah Glover, that picture. And I always tell my Talmidim that you look in the picture, you get Yira Shemayim looking in the picture. So next time you're in the library, keep that in mind. Apparently, the family of the Kajah Glover donated money to YU and they dedicated 5A in his memory. I remember once I was on the fifth floor, and all of a sudden I hear Dr. Lamb's voice from 5A. And they had, so apparently they were having a sifa with the family and some other people, and they were dedicating the floor. I didn't know that they were doing it. So then I, yeah. So let's see what the word is. He was a goyim. He was a big goyim. He was the Rosh Yeshiva Chachleim Lublin after Rav Meir Shapiro passed away. He was as big as they come. Yeah, Av Bezdin Kozhikov. Look at the bottom here. He was killed. Hagon or Aritzi Frommer. So Be'erv Yom Kippur Mayu Machtisim Haktoros Arapam LaMachteshes. So again, the Ketores was spices, but in Erev Yom Kippur, they put it back to the grinder to grind it again. So what's the significance of back to the grinder to grind it again? So it says, Ketishus Ketores Remez Al Hischabrus Yisrael Yachad. Because what does the Ketores represent? The Ketores represents all types of different Jews. Even the Chelbana, that's the Jew that's not so great, but he's also counted. Right? Ischabrus Yisrael Yachad. Afilu im hapchusim sheb Yisrael, Ischabru b'lev sholem. Even somebody who's not on a high madrega, yesh b'zehar be'tov machmas chelek hatov shebehem. Okay, gam ha-chelben ha-hoysa b'toch ha-ktoris. The chelben is also in the ktoris, and the ramezes al-poshe Yisrael, Moshe Amru Chazal. Right? In other words, so the different Saman of the Ketores represent the different Jewish people. He says like this: "V'nei yesh plukta b'kemach im choshev lach b'lach." Right? There's a machloikis we saw. Is kemach considered kemach? The kemach, you have something kosher kemach and non-kosher kemach, and get mixed together. So is it considered shishim? You need just rove, or you need shishim? If it's lach b'lach, you need shishim. Be the rice if m'sheinu mino and shishim midrabanan. If it's mem b'mino, and if it's yovish b'yovish, then you need just roth. So what's the story of kemach b'kemach? Hakoponim eishon nil maradol abor adchol shenitchan hakemach dach b'yoser do mehu yoser l'lach b'lach v'ish b'ilo. In other words, the more the kemach is thin, right, like you have like sand, right? It becomes like sand. So you have different types of sand, put it together, it's almost liquid, kilo. It mixes well. The more you thin the Samana Torah, the more it mixes. So that's why in Erev Yom Kippur, we take the Torah and we put it back to the grinder. Back to the grinder because we want it to be real thin. So what's the idea? So that even if somebody who has Avas Yisrael the whole year, both Taspik Zu and slowly Yom Kippur. But Yom Kippur, you have to have a higher standard. You have a higher standard of camaraderie. And that's signified by the fact that we're going to what? We're going to take the Torah, and we're going to put it back to the grinder to grind it even thinner, so the hisarvus will be even greater. So that's the idea of the, because then when you grind it again, it's like lach. Now because even if it's might be yavish b'yavish, now it's considered like lach b'lach, because it's misarvi yoter, and misarvi yoter is the idea of bila. Bila is a mixture, and that's the idea. That's so I thought this was an interesting Yoredeya / Yom Kippur. More in Musar and Chizuk for getting Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a day that we're all together and there's no competition and there's no malachim, etc. So that was his work, Bez Hashem. So I'm giving a shir Bez Hashem a Tinek about this. You can listen online on Beth Aaron Bez Hashem about this. But made other Mechavero aspect on Yom Kippur, etc. That I'm going to hopefully say over this. It's a longer packet and it'll be put online. But this is the your day of work, and that I wanted to share with you. Okay, so we got it. Now you should put it into the. Is it able to be put on the regular Avram? Is it able to put this on the regular packets, you know, so it'll be automatic in the line of packets?
Does Avram have it?
Does Avram have it?
Of course I have it. Yeah. I mean, we'll make...
Send it to Gershon. Daniel Albert asked if you could send it to him. If you have
sure.
It. And he'll post it with... So 2 years from now, when we do this again... So it'll be in the system. So
it needs to be put in with the rest of the, there's a certain place where all of the packets are. That's where it needs to be.
Right. So
in addition, you could put it also to this year, but I'm saying.
No, so put it where all the packets. Yeah.
Right.
Who knows how to do that?
Yeah. I'll get it done. We'll get it done.
Avram?
I'll speak to, what's your friend? Joe Miller.
Joe Miller. Yeah. Okay, send it to him in the meantime. Send it to Daniel Albert in the meantime. Okay. You know how to send it to Joe Miller? Or... Okay. Hopefully do it today. So we'll have it. Okay. Yeah, today's share with the recording, but we want not only that.
Then I'll figure out how to
that do that. Be. So just call Joe Miller. He'll...
See one called
Pat Lesson? I don't know.
I have to,
okay. Okay. No, we're now we're going to. There are a couple of things in packet one that we didn't do yet. So let's take a look. There's a famous toaster's rib that we didn't do yet, so we should take a look at that. So take a look on page 14. She was learning about the Basra. So, Say you have like this. You have two sets of witnesses. So the first set is Reuven Shimon, and the second set is Levi Yehuda. Right? Did my base key to Edim and Machisho Zozo, Amar Funa Zobo? So the question is like this. So they're contradicting each other, right? So that means that one set is telling the truth and one set is lying. It's not Edim Zomim, it's Edim Machisho. Edim Zomim means when they see Imanu Hayisim. This is not Imanu Hayisim. They're arguing with each other on whether a certain thing took place or didn't take place. So one set is telling the truth, obviously, and one set is lying. They're contradicting themselves. So basically, so the question is like this. So we don't know. So now for a future Edus, right? Could we accept any of these people? Because it's a Suffolk chakra. So if it's a chakran, so then he's possible Edus. So in other words, when it comes to this case, it's a stalemate. There's nothing we can do. We have to throw out all the Edus because they say yes, they say no. You know. So what's the status of these Edim for a future Din Torah? In other words, again, Kat Aleph is Reuven Shimon, Kat Beis is Levi Yehuda. So what's the status for a future? So Rav Huna says, "Zubah b'fnei atzmo miida, v'zubah b'fnei matzmo miida." That each one, in other words, Reuven and Shimon could be made in another case, and Levi and Yehuda could be made in another case. But Reuven cannot go in a future case with Levi, because you take one guy from Kat A, one guy from B, then for sure there's an eight sheker. So each one, each set alone has a right that they, like the Oda Gyotiv explains, that they have a cheskas kashrus. So it's a suffix chakran, but they have a cheskas kashrus. So each one was, but b'fnei atzma. But if Reuven would go together with Levi in a future din Torah, that wouldn't be good, because then it's a vade chakran. Afchista Omar b'hade sadi chakri lamali. And he says no, that you have to throw them all out. Look at Rashi. I'm a Rashbam. I'm a Chistam. Hadishadi Shakri Lamali. Lo Yidu. Shum Edis Ba'olam. Uki Mamona es Cheskase. Velo Totsienu Misafik. Shema Ha'edim Psu. Right? Because it's the Safik. What the machlokes is, I think the Onagyotiv has a piece whether how the Cheskas Kashrus works, but everyone agrees that you can't take Reuven and Levi or Shimon and Yehuda, you know, in a future case, because then for sure you have a cat of Sheker. They can go against each other again, yeah. Because they could, well, that's the machlokas. Rav Huna says zubuf no mido, zubuf no mido. Rav Chista says no. All four can never testify again because it's a suffix shaker. But according to Rav Huna, seemingly we paskin like that they could be made because each one is a suffix shaker, but they have a cheskas kashrus. So if they testify together, then manav shaker there's an eight shaker there for sure. But if they're Muzub of Neyatzma, then they could be told that the other cat was the shaker.
Can't call
it safe? No. It's clear that the Machishim Zedze. So comes the Tosis Rid on page 16. So we said before, Machlokes, the Rosh and the Rashba, And then we saw Tosfos, right? The Rosh says that you have to have, you could eat napach, and one person could eat all of them. And the Rashba says one person could eat all of them, but it has to be Zeh HaZeh. Tosfos says maybe Shema, that you shouldn't have one person eat it, which maybe is only a Din D'Rabbanan. But look what he says here on page 16. He compares this case of the Chatichos, he compares to what? To, he compares the case of the Eidus, or of Huna, Rav Chista, to Chatichos. He says like this, Zed Domes, the left side, top arrow, Zed Domes, L'masha Pirashti, Pergir Anoshe. Chaylev is not kosher. Shuman is. In Odom Echon Ochol Shloshtom, Bevi Chatos, Shere Bebir Ochol Chaticha Shal Chalif. So this is the most Chomer Dikashita. He said, the Tosfos Rit says that you have to have different people eating. You can't have one person eating all, because if you don't have a Tliya and someone else, so then for sure you ate. So that was, he doesn't hold like the Rosh, that it's Nepach. He holds that the idea of Bittul is like the Rashba, we would say the Vilna Gaon says it didn't clear, but this is even, because the Rashba's clear is at this one moment, no one could say I'm doing anything wrong. And right? But obviously, he ultimately did something wrong, in retrospect, but he says, no, you have need better than that. You need that you could, that you have to be able to say that there's a possibility that I didn't take any trace. So therefore, if you have three pieces, two McDonald's, one McDonald's, so you have to have, he says three people. I think someone mentioned even two people should be able to, you know, as long as it's not one person. But if you have one person, then you chayiv, this is the rice. This is the rice. And then more than, perhaps, I mean, maybe Tosfos meant that also, but it's not as clear. He's a Shema Lachad, you know, it's like very, here he's very, and he proves that from the Shnei Edim. Because the Shnei Edim is that you have to have a situation where I could say there's a possibility that these Edim are Kshem. So that's why Reuven and Shimon together might be kosher, and Levi and Yehuda together might be kosher. But if I use a Reuven and a Levi, or a Reuven and a Yehuda, then for sure it's not. So that's like eating, one second, the treif piece of meat, and Mamela, that's like eating the treif piece of meat, and the Mamela, that would cause it to be, could be that there's a Vada Isser there. So just like in Eidus, you have to have a situation for Eidus that is a possibility that you're kosher. He says Kaif Khan. Yeah, kosher. Sure.
Why is there a dairy?
Because if you're assuming, I'll tell you, if you're not assuming like the Rosh, then it's Nepach. So then the question is, you have a situation where we're saying that Bittul works in a sort of like a Tliya type of situation. So the same thing by Eidus. Same thing by the Rashba's Tliya is a weaker Tliya, because Rashba's saying, well, any given time I have to be able to say that I was okay. But even though at the end of the day, Acharei Kechos HaKol, if you ate all three, you must...
I don't hear about
right, exactly. So, Tosfos Rid wants that Rove is that I have to be able to say when I eat the thing that's Batel Barov, that there's a possibility that I did not eat tarfus. So if I eat all three, then I definitely ate the tarfus. So I have to be able to say that there's a possibility that I didn't not eat tarfus. So that's a tliya, but it's just a bigger tliya. You know, you need a better tliya than the Rashba's tliya. Rashba's tliya is I have to have the possibility that at any given moment I was kosher, even though Achrei Kachosa Kol you did eat treif. This is all good. We'll assume not like the Rosh. So he's closer to the Rashba than the Rosh. Because the Rashba and him are both saying you don't have this hapet, but you need a tliya. Like you said, assuming the Rashba is saying it did the rice, like the grog, Shas Tov's grog.
But I'm saying at this point, there's no quote. Already
happened
by
Aedis. No, because you still need Rov, because you could say that you don't need Rov. Or maybe I should only have one piece of meat from McDonald's and one piece of meat at McDonald's. Right, so also the din of Aedis, I could have said as long as I just eat one piece. So the chiddush of Rov is no, I can.
Yeah,
that has his kashrus. So this is like Rav Shecht always says. Tosfos Shmuel always says the bit chiddushim, and. But the Tosfos really doesn't usually even make another page of the Gemara of the Shulchan Aruch. You know, like the Shulchan Aruch doesn't. I once wrote a piece. And there's a Torah journal that comes out in memory of Rav Avadya Yosef that I try to write for, called Hamashpir. They have it on the sixth floor of the library. So I wrote a piece about. Somebody in the previous edition wrote a piece about which Rishonim the Beis Yosef had and which Rishonim the Beis Yosef didn't have. So I wrote a piece to explain based on, once I saw what he didn't have, then I understood why he paskin certain ways that he paskin and not other ways because he didn't have certain Rishonim. There's a question, what do you say? Like the Avni Nezer likes to say, oh, the Beis Yosef didn't have this region. If he would have had it, he wouldn't have passed it the way he did. What do we say? No, you don't say such a thing. This is the plaque, and that's it. You don't have to worry about Rishonim. Like they say from the Chazon Ish. They supposedly ask the Chazon Ish, what should we do with all the Kisvei Yad and the Geniza, of all of these new Rishonim and everything? So supposedly the Chazon Ish says, leave them there. Meaning he didn't feel like some like Rav Gutman said over from one of the Akronim, this idea of being Hashkocha, which Rishonim we had, which Rishonim we didn't have, and but the other approach is to say no, that now we have it, so maybe we should take it into the mix.
And we, I mean, it's as far as
but it's a fascinating discussion, you know, about this. So I wrote a whole thing of why, you know, you read it one day. So it's very fascinating about Rav Moshe Feinstein passed like the Rashba, the Avodas HaKodesh. Rashba holds in the Avodas HaKodesh that. And this is one of the reasons that we have to point out that he asked the heir of Manhattan for Moshe. Because he says, the way Rav Reuven Feinstein said it over is, my father held, it doesn't matter that they're wool. You know, I once was on the boat ride, the famous boat ride, going around Manhattan to check the old Manhattan heir. I was on the boat. It's a good boat ride on a Sunday morning. Took a boat, and we went around Manhattan to see. The old Manhattan Eruv was based on the fact that Manhattan Island is surrounded by a wall. So the Rash Bashita is, it doesn't matter. If you have a public area, so what, it's surrounded by a wall. But it's Menehu Bay, there's a Rosh Hashanah. What do you say? No. You know, it's... So one second. So that's how the Rashba holds it, that even if you have a platia, like a plaza inside, a public a place where you sell things inside, even though it's Ninalos Balayla, still it's a Rishus Aravim inside. That's what so that's what Moshe said. What Manhattan is the metropolis, you know, so you want to tell me that like Rav Kasher was the one who wrote his sefer on Manhattan Erev, assuming that was the old Manhattan Erev was Kasher's Erev, but Mendel Kasher wrote the Torah Shleima. So he wrote this big book. We have it on the sixth floor. All the big books are on the sixth floor. Yeah, right. Stored here in the Mayu. Yeah. So Rav Kasher said this. So Rav Moshe said, no. So I don't care that there's a wall around it, but the Rosh Peshitta is that they have a plati inside. It's a Rishus Rabbim inside. Oh, so people tain it, you know, like Rosh Hashanah, we don't have, you know, who says we paskin like this Rashba that wasn't brought in the base. That's the Chacham Tzvi. Yes, I think the Beis Yosef usually will quote a Rashba. Here he didn't. So you see, maybe he didn't hold from it. So that's why I wrote in the article that one of the things that this person wrote in the previous thing was that one of the Rishon of the Beis Yosef didn't have. He had the Rashba, but he didn't have that safer of the Rashba, of the Avodas HaKodesh. And that's why he didn't paskin like that. But it could be that if he would have had it, and the Rashba is a prime Rishon, he would have held from it. That's what I. That's one of the things I say. I have a bunch of examples of different things in halacha, based on you know. That's what Moshe Feinstein once said. He was looking down. Dr. Dreisinger once said, Moshe was looking down on the FDR Drive, seeing all the traffic on the FDR Drive. And he said something along the lines, you know, they want to build an Erev here, but what do you think? What do they think? You only count Satmar Hasidim for the Shishim Ribo? You know, like he says it's a big area. So, okay, that's a different topic.
Could Rebbe here on the Taisus Rig, could Rebbe here at Sad going further and saying that, I mean, even more Machmir than the Taisus Rig? Saying that if mitzad arvus, two people shouldn't eat it also, because shouldn't eat all three of them also, because maybe that then as a unit they're violating rights. They're violating the isser, meaning they're eating isser. Meaning if you serve it by a birthday party, you serve the three pieces of meat. Someone's gonna be eating treif. So maybe mitzad arvus.
Oh. Like, right, so no one says that. Then you would basically get rid of the pasuk of chosh. What he's saying, maybe collectively. No, so let me see what you say. Let me tell you what you say. You see, there is the famous din, Mishnah in Orla. A truma, that truma's batel echad b'meir, right? It says the Mishnah, page 19, going over to page 9, it's tzarech lahari. In other words, you have to take one piece out and give it to the Kohen. Because what are you going to say? It's batel. But Gezel HaShevet. The Shevet of the Kahuna, look here in Yerushalmi, page 22. In other words, because you can't, you stole. In other words, if Truma fell in, one apple of Truma fell into 100 apples of Chulin, so it's bottom. So then the Kohanim lose out. So he says, no, you can eat it. You don't have to say you can't eat it because of the taruvus, but you should take one piece out and give it to the Kohanim because it's Gezel HaShevet. Now that's only by Truma, that's a din of, because Truma is a din of Mominus. The question is, do you say that by any other area? So say, in other words, you have to take one piece of the, you have four pieces of kosher meat and one piece of treif meat. You have to. So we said you can eat all five, right? Questions there. Chazeb, vasachas. But the Rashi says on page 23, That you have to take one and throw it to the dogs. You have to throw it, you have to. So the Rush asks on page 24, he says, this idea that you have to be mashlich by bittel, he says, we only find that by truma because of gezel ha-shevet. Yes, there's no gezel ha-shevet, it's all my meat. I just have five pieces of meat, four kosher, one. So I had to tell him, truma, I'm from gezel ha-shevet. There's no gezel ha-shevet here. But yet Rashi still is requiring to be able to have a tliya. That you, in other words, that's part of the tliya is to have to throw one piece out. And that's and that's brought in the Ramah page.
What's the
tliya? Look at page. And maybe the treif piece of one was the one I threw to the dogs. So look in the Shulchan Aruch, page 27, Kuftes, Chatich Hashem, Ruil, etc. Chad betray batel, mutal ochel, Adam echad, kol achas b'nei atzma, abolo yochel shoshav yachad, that's the Rashba, v'yesh misha osir. But the Iker halacha is that you could is like the Rashba. You shouldn't eat them together. Yesh misha osu lochum adamechad, afil zechar zeh, and that's Tosis. The smag v'divrei Tosis. Tosis Rid, he never heard of, you know. Even though it sort of made, Tosis Rid sheet has sort of made its way into Shulchan Aruch, because it's a similar sheet to the Tosis, even though I might believe that Tosis maybe is only midrabanan, and the Tosis Rid is clearly Doraisa. And the Ramah on page 29 says, and that's the Hagoshari Durim, Shem, Rashi, etc. That you have to. So that, Yehuda, is maybe sort of what you're saying. That you have to be able to, you know, have a situation where you collectively, you could say that. It could be that no one ate. You know, you have to have a tliya. So it's not enough to have a tliya that maybe someone else did it. He's the sheikh. It's pointed to someone else. You have to be able to point to, oh, you know who ate that? The treif? The dog ate the treif. You know who ate the treif? The goy ate the treif. And if you don't have that, then not. So then maybe you could say you're svara. And it's some sort of like a tliya that you. That you should have a situation where you that there's no yid that possibly did the aver.
So Ramah, like as a like to be choishish for a maris.
It's a chumrah. I mean, the other Rishonim never said such a thing. Only that Rashi and he quotes Agno Shari Durim Shem Maram, you know, and he calls it yesh machmirin. So it's not the Ikra halacha, but it's yesh machmirin.
Rabbi, also the Rashal in the Kemach Bakemach was proposing the same idea to eat something before Pesach.
Yeah, right. And then the other part of the pattern we really did already about whether you should be Machmir on Bittul, right? That idea that we already. Okay, Rabosai, we have finished the first packet. Okay. I didn't want to rush through it, but I wanted you to get everything, and with the Yom Kippur packet. So I want to wish everyone a Gemar Chasima Tova, Yehuda Bari, and Rabbi Yosef Katan, and Rabbi Avram Levitt, and Rabbi Avi Schwartz, and MZ Pinter, and Ellie Goldberg, and Yehuda Rosenberg, and Moshe Rosenzweig, and Daniel Albert. I wish you all should have a good year. Gemar Chasima Tova. You should have a happy Sukkot together in the Sukkah. And we should be able to be Matzliach and learning together. It's a good limud. I always say like this. Let me tell you one thing. You see, a lot of times in yeshivas, people are learning Noshim Nezikin, and then they need to get smicha because they have to be called rabbi for whatever reason. They have to be called rabbi. So they stop their learning the Noshim Nezikin, and then they learn Yoredeya, and they hate it. I don't want to use the word hate, that's the very harsh word. Why? Because they just learn the Shulchan Aruch without understanding, getting the Havana, and then it's just, could be torture. You know, if you're just reading the words and you never, like Rav David Lifshitz used to say, Koidim Koil, I'll say it the way he would say it, Koidim Koil Tzvichim Lumoid Es Ha Chulen Im Hatoris Abayis. First, you have to, you know, learn the Gemara, the sugyas, and then you have an Havana. And then the Shulchan Aruch is the last stop on the train, so to speak. But if you make the Shulchan Aruch the first stop on the train, then you're not going to enjoy it. So the goal here is to make it geschmack. And that's why the people who do it the other way, so that all their life they were learning Noshim Zik and they really enjoyed it. And then they stop, take a year off to do Yoredeya, and it becomes torture because they're just opening up the Shulchan Aruch and then just reading it, and they don't, and they're memorizing it, some vague Havana, and then they don't enjoy it. But it can be very enjoyable. That's what they say, the Rav Shach said the Rav Salvechik, that Rav Chaim took Yoredeya from pots and pans, and he made lumdus, but there's lumdus. Yoredeya is a very lumdus thing, just to understand the whole, you know, if you just read the Shulchan Aruch, you know, with the bumper, you know, it's, but you understand where it's coming from, the sugyas, it's much, much more enjoyable. So that's the goal. And if it's enjoyable, then you'll remember it, you'll enjoy it, and then it won't be, you won't have a torture, you won't be tortured, you'll enjoy it. Mr. Shem. So I wish you all well, and your families. When do we, let's just figure out when that would be great, every Yom Kippur, but every Yom Kippur, there were some days in Zoom that I gave shiur, I forget what it was it an Erev, some like a day that I would never have given shiur in my life before, but it was on Zoom, so no one was going, I forget it was Erev Pesach or Erev, some Erev, you know, that I usually would never have given shiur, but it's on Zoom, so no one had to go anyplace. Just, you know, but part of being back now on Zoom is that we don't give shiur on Erev Yontif. But
Monday afternoon.
Is what?
Yes.
The store is when? Wednesday before? Tuesday, Wednesday. Right, so Thursday is the Shuchag, and then Friday is ready. So we start that Monday, October 4th. Okay, Bez Hashem. So we'll start with there's a couple of supplements that we still have to do on this, so even before we get to packet two.